This is Long Island's non-commercial alternative at 90.1 FM in stereo, WUSB, Stony Brook.
I'm Abby Kearse, and we'll be taking a look at the past 10 years of the Blue Oyster Cult, along with their music and conversation with vocalist and guitarist Eric Bloom. So please join me for the next hour on Decade.
Stony Brook students have heard lots of different things. Not one person in the group went to Stony Brook. Our manager, Sandy Perlman, went to Stony Brook. So did Richard Meltzer, who has written a lot of our lyrics. So did Dave Roeder, who also contributes lyrics. And let's see, who else? So we did have a Stony Brook connection, but nobody in the band went there. Sandy graduated, I would think, about 65, and then went on to graduate school. And when he was at Stony Brook, he was a student body president. I think one of his 4 years there, he was a student body president. And to make a long story short, Donald, who lived in St. James, had dropped out of Clarkson, and he was jamming with some people somewhere in the Stony Brook area. And Sandy, who lived in Smithtown, just dropped by, heard them jamming, and formed the nucleus of the group around Donald in 1967, late 67. And it happened around the Stony Brook area, and in those days, Stony Brook was sort of hard to use these terms, but sort of like a new wave, underground type of place to be. There's a heavy drug experimentation, a lot of the new acid rock, musical things happening there. It was the first place on the East Coast the Jefferson Airplane played. Within the next 2 years, the band played there. They were one of the first East Coast performances. And things were happening there in the Stony Brook area, and Sandy was sort of at the beginning of that. At that time, Sandy was the editor of Crawdaddy magazine, which was the first rock magazine. Of the 60s. I mean, there was Hit Parader and teen type magazines, but not serious rock and roll journalism as such. And so the band formed geographically in that area. That didn't really have much to do with the school other than the band played.
Yeah. to their minds.
It's a really odd song. Albert sang it on the record, and I sang it live. It's a really odd. It's going to be on our new live record. It's never been on a live record before, and it really came out of Sandy's brain. It's about New Year's Eve driving down to Times Square. I mean, it's really an odd song. I really don't have much more insight into it. Okay. Times Square now.
Submission.
Submission. Submission.
In 1975, Blue Oyster Cult's first live album came out. It featured an old Carl Carter tune called I Ain't Got You.
Thank you.
this is Decade, and I'm Abby Kearson. We've been taking a look at the past 10 years of the Blue Oyster Cult, along with conversation with vocalist and guitarist Derek Bloom.
Are you ready to rock? Yes, I am.
2 years. Sandy's whole idea was to make us into like a faceless superstar group like Pink Floyd. That was his original idea. I mean, nobody knows what the guys in Pink Floyd look like. I mean, you do. I mean, if you're a real rock fan and you've studied the magazines, but really there is no big superstar that jumps out of that group type of thing and is on all, you know, gets a lot of coverage for his appearance. That was Sandy's idea, to make a sort of a faceless success. And he thought that's the way it should be done. They say he's got to go, oh, oh, Godzilla. Freak, and
I read a lot of sci-fi and fantasy magazines, and I'd seen this book. You came to me at a loss, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Planet Story, I think was the name of it. And it was Harry Harrison wrote the words, and an artist did all the artwork. And I just liked the style. It was sort of like the artwork you see in heavy metal magazines.
Yeah.
And I found out who represented that artist, and that agent of several artists sent me slides of all the artists he represented. One of the slides he sent me was that cover. It was not by the artist.
Cosmic champion and I hold a mystic sign and the whole world's dying and the burden's mine and the black soul keeps on killing till the end of time.
Black. Black.
you know, I really think we've carved out a piece of the music business for ourselves that really, you know, no one else, you know, does like we do. And I think we'll be continuing another couple of years anyway.
You have been listening to Decade, featuring the music of Blue Oyster Cult, along with conversation with vocalist and guitarist Eric Bloom. I'm Abby Kearson. I'd like to give special thanks to Eric Bloom and Ben Manila. And thank you for listening to Decade.
The preceding program was a pre-recorded presentation of WUSB, Stony Brook.